Look on the phone. It's M. Scott Morris. Can you see him? Everybody wave.
Hi.
Hey, I'm in my pajamas. Don't worry about that.
Oh, we don't need that visual. M. Scott Morris from the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal. How you doing, man? Everything good?
Everything's going fine. I got a holiday coming up.
Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
You too.
All right.
Well, see y'all have a good one.
Mm-hmm. Was it? And the holiday that just happened was the Twilight weekend. That's a holiday, right? People taking off work.
For some people. I mean, that was a massive amount of money made.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
$141 million or something like that.
The final in the Twilight saga, the fourth movie of the trilogy.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say it, but hallelujah, thank you, Lord.
Was there only four movies of it?
Yeah, it was three books, but the last book, they broke into two.
For some reason, I was thinking there was four books. No. I don't know. I'm wrong. Let's just continue.
I could be wrong. I was wrong once in 1972.
Really?
But I was only three.
Yeah.
All right, so Twilight, the saga, the final movie of it. What'd you guys think about it? What's the thing about? I know that there's something about ripping heads off vampires.
Yeah, there was some of that. You know, it's you know, the love triangle's been settled.
Yes.
Bella Swan has chosen the vampire, Edward Cullen. And then we know from the end of the last movie that she's already been turned to a vampire. So here she gets to explore her vampire qualities for a while. She also had a daughter in the last episode, and now the daughter is just growing exponentially. So she's like, she's a newborn one day, and then she's like an 8-year-old the next day.
This movie picks up 3 days after the last movie.
Right.
So,
you know, apparently this causes a problem in the vampire world. They think that maybe that Bella and Edward have turned a child into a vampire. Apparently that's a bad thing to do.
Because
children can't really control their impulses when they're vampires. And whole villages get destroyed.
Yes.
And so the overlords of the vampire universe come to met out discipline, justice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a war that's brewing. Is what's happening.
Yes, it is.
And then they have and I don't want to give too much away, but it's apparently if you want to kill a vampire, a stake to the heart won't do it. You got to yank their head off and set them on fire.
No kidding.
And these vampires also sparkle, so I don't know about
this
that.
This is not realistic. Everybody knows vampires cannot go out in the
sun.
That's
right.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody
sleep in coffins at night. Everybody knows that during the day.
Well, crypts, not really coffins.
Some sleep in coffins.
Well.
Stop picking on me, Kelly Carlson.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right.
So what did you think about this? Because I was expecting, and now I have not read any of the books, but I was expecting a fantastic movie, and I was kind of let down.
That's probably why. So you're expecting it to be fantastic. I don't think any of these have been fantastic, but they've all been entertaining. And surprisingly so, because I'm not in the target demographic. I think the people are, the general... Just from what I saw online, most people are giving it an A who see it, but I'm not among those people.
No, I'm not either.
I mean, I was entertained, but it's just, I mean, I don't know, there's a whole lot of Bella looking into Edward's eyes and professing her love for him and him professing his love for her. It is all so sweet.
Yeah.
And if they weren't vampires, cold, bloodthirsty vampires, then it would have just made me want to puke.
Well,
it kind of does me anyway, but
thank goodness they're deadly killing machines.
That
adds something to it, you know.
I just think for a movie that, you know, it's the ending of all endings, you know, that it really should have been
better.
More and it wasn't.
What kind of grade do you give it?
I'm going to give it a B-.
I like it a little bit better than you. I'm going to give it a B then. I mean, I said I was entertained, but I didn't have a whole lot of expectation going in. Like I said, I know I'm a target demographic, so if I get entertained by it, then that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And it's showing at the Cinemark.
Yes, it is.
And there is resolution for a lot of things. I think that the ending, there's a little bit of a trick ending that I don't want to give away that I thought was kind of, I don't know if I liked it or disliked it. It's kind of hard to tell.
All right. Well, it's Twilight, and it's showing at the Cinemark. Check out the movie review in the scene section of Thursday's Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal. Is it going to be in there on Thanksgiving?
That's a Thanksgiving Day paper. That's where it's going to be.
Like the biggest one of the year, and it's like, what, 4 or 5 pounds of newspaper?
Oh, man, we could kill a small dog. If your dog is out, you know, at 5 in the morning when the paper's being delivered, you better be careful.
All right, make sure to pick up 2 or 3 copies of it and read and study the whole thing.
And, you know, and subscriptions for your friends.
Great Christmas gifts.
There you go.